This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, well, it's that time. It's time for Dan Watson. Dan joins us every week at this particular time, and you can catch him live at GCNlive.com every Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:05, right after the news. So we're going to be talking about all things oil and how the oil business is changing and some of these new oils that are around the corner. In the meantime, let me remind you once again, if you need classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. And what a great job they do. And what a great job this gentleman does. Have you been to his webpage? It's incredible. TheLubePage.com. He brings more than 25 years of lubrication experience. He is a certified lubrication expert, and he also had a career in the service, in the Navy to be exact, where he worked on the nuclear submarines, and so first learned about synthetic oil and his role for our country in the U.S. Navy. It's my pleasure to welcome Dan Watson back to Auto World. Dan, thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm doing good this fine evening, Bob, and sounds like you're on your game as usual, and you know, it's just amazing how this, like you said, this lubrication industry, how things change and things that just make your eyes roll back when you see new uses of new oils. I think I mentioned to you and talked to you a little bit about this new 0W16 oil that is being called for some Japanese cars and, in fact, a couple of Chrysler
That's
products
incredible.
Now. Yeah, for 2018. Can you believe that? 0W16.
No, I can't. That 0W16, and I remember the days, you know, when, you know, it was a totally different ballgame, 20 weight, 30 weight. If you were doing racing, you used to put 50 weight oil in there.
Sure, sure. Well, this 0W16 from Japan is going to be here to stay. They've actually been fooling around, testing this, and getting what would be the specs that they want on this oil. Started out in about 1998, somewhere in that time frame. They started companies on a side note in their own applications with cars, seeing just how to formulate this and what they wanted to do. Now, there's only one reason for it. There's no mystery. If you go to 0W16, you can gain a little bit on fuel economy. And that's the whole name of everything they're doing, is trying to stretch the fuel economy in these cars. So they claim that in a Toyota or a Honda, a Nissan, that this oil is going to be in, that it could be good for 2 miles per gallon better than 0W or 5W20. Now, that's a good goal to have. Of course, there becomes an issue with whether you can achieve the protection that you need and desire for your car as these oils get thinner and thinner. And it is a challenge. Now, the Japanese rarely ever decide on something that they're not sure they've tested thoroughly and that it's going to work. So if Honda in particular and Toyota come out and say we can run 0 to W16 in these particular vehicles, and it's going to provide excellent protection, and they stand behind it on their warranty. It's a pretty good testimony that it probably will work. But there's a couple things that I would caution people on with 0W16. And that's that you have to make sure that you're buying a really high-quality oil to be a 0W16. You cannot go with some second-tier okay oil. You have to go with a premium-quality oil at that level, because there's really no margin to error. If the oil doesn't hold up exactly as designed, it's just, shall we say, fractions away from disappearing and causing wear. The 0W16 is going to have top-end, I should say probably the best that it can do in temperature situations. Its normal operating band is going to have to be somewhere around 220 degrees, and that's with a regular petroleum-based oil. So it's already down to the point to where it couldn't function, because most of the cars, the oil would be running at a higher temperature than 220 degrees. And a lot of people go, well, my car only runs 195 degrees. What are you talking about? Well, folks, oil has to run at a higher temperature than the water that's in the water jacket that cools the engine and in the radiator. Because we have this little problem, with this thing called heat transfer. You can only transfer heat from a higher temperature to a lower temperature. And the greater that difference in temperature, the higher the rate of heat transfer. So I could never get the temperature out of my oil if it was at the same temperature as the water in the radiator. It would never transfer any heat. But it has to transfer heat to the water, because the water actually removes the heat from the oil. And the oil, it cools parts of the engine that the water never goes to. A lot of folks think, well, this water in my radiator is cooling the whole engine. No, it cools the upper end of the engine. All the lower end, which includes the lower end bearings, the crankshaft, the bottom end of the engine, is cooled by nothing but oil. But that oil goes up to the top of the engine, and it comes back down through passages that are next to the water cooling jacket, and it dissipates heat to the water, so it has to have a higher temperature than the water, okay? I mean, without getting into too much detail. So if I have a thermostat temperature of 200 degrees, oil runs between 30 and 75 degrees hotter than the water temperature. So if I was at 200 on the thermostat, my oil would be a minimum of 230, could be as high as 275 degrees. Now, knowing that, whenever you move into oils that are going to be 20-weight or now 16-weight oils, you have to use a synthetic, because the regular petroleum oils cannot withstand those temperatures and maintain their full lubricating capabilities. So they're going to have some losses, some what you call flashing out, where they become vapor rather than oil. Vapor doesn't protect moving parts. Liquid oil does. So you have to move to a synthetic. So if you're out there and you're driving a car and it says in your owner's manual to use a 520, a 020, or in the future, a 0W16, you would be well advised to use a quality synthetic. And I have to put that word quality in there, Bob, because synthetic has been around long enough that the charlatans come out of the woodwork and start making really poor quality stuff. And I'm an AMSOIL guy. I love AMSOIL, but listen, it's not the only synthetic. There's Mobil, there's Castor Oil, there's Valvoline synthetic. When we come back, I'll finish up on this 0W16.
And we want to remind folks, if you have a question, we got a number, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Once again, the number 855-660-4261. I'll even throw out a quick trivia question. Prince.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson is with us. More than 25 years worth of experience in selling AMSOIL and in lubrication. He's a lubrication specialist and one of the largest distributors of AMSOIL in the entire country and the entire USA. Going into that break, I got a little sloppy and I tried to throw in a quick trivia question. So I'll reiterate that question. And I've got a prize for you from the Busted Knuckle Garage as well. But we lost Prince, the artist known as Prince. His last name was actually Nelson, not that long ago, and he had one car song, and we play it here on the program from time to time. I won't say anything else because it's an easy one. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. You'll get something free, something cool. Who knows? Maybe something expensive from Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. Now we'll go back to Dan Watson from thelubepage.com. And don't forget, you can email Dan at thelubepage.com. Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. He's been telling us about this new oil coming online for Japanese cars, 0W16. I'm still blown away by that. Dan, are you with us? Hopefully Dan is still with us. We may have to make... Let's see, Dan, are you with us?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me, Bob?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, this is kind of like that commercial. Can you hear me now?
Very good.
This is real radio, live radio. This is not something out of a can, so we have to go with the flow.
That's right. You never know what to expect.
Now, that 0W16 we're talking about, this oil, if it's made from a high-quality synthetic, it's going to provide you with the protection. Because the Japanese, in testing this oil, all they were testing was a high-quality synthetic engine oil. They were not testing petroleum because they didn't even take a crack at that. They knew it wouldn't hold up and it couldn't work. I would say really the same thing for the 0W20 that's in lots of cars out there right now. If you're going to run 0W20 or 5W20, just do yourself a favor and run a good quality synthetic engine oil. Reason, American Petroleum Institute certified oil is certified to the lowest passable common denominator, not the highest. And that's because there's lots and lots of pressure from oil companies that give us the standard you want us to achieve. And let's just use an example. Let's say the standard is 10 units, whatever that unit is, 10. Well, then you're going to get a lot of oil companies producing 10.5, 10.2, 10.0, but it meets the standard. Rarely do you find an oil company that says, oh, 10 is the standard? We go up to 30, okay? Why? Because it costs so much more money to make that better quality oil, and you've got to sell it out here in the American marketplace on price. And that's what people buy so much on price. And what the oil companies are certain of is that's the American buying model, is to buy on price. And quality, yeah, just as long as you say it meets the requirements, that's good enough for me, and I'll pay the cheapest one I can get that meets the requirements. Rather than, well, let me see what is my best buy. Where do I get the most for the money that I'm going to spend for my purpose? And if that purpose is protecting your vehicle so that you don't have any problems or breakdowns or engine problems or transmission problems or gear problems, then you say to yourself, do I really save money by buying cheap oil and I end up with an engine problem in 50, 75,000 miles, I start losing compression because the rings are worn out because I bought this cheap oil and that's all I would pay for. Well, how much is it going to cost me to get that fixed, Mr. Mechanic? He goes, well, you know, if we just go in to fix the engine, we can probably do that for $2,500, but we may find other things that have to be fixed when we get in there, and it could explode. And the next thing you know, they're saying, well, you really should just get a short block or a long block engine replacement and replace the engine. There's just too many things that we'd have to fix and get too expensive. So how did that cheap oil work out? It didn't work out well at all. That epitomizes the old statement of a penny wise and a pound foolish. So you got to change your way of thinking. If it's not already there, it could be. The way of thinking to say, how do I make sure that I get my money's worth for whatever it is that I purchase? If I purchase tires, I need to make sure that I'm going to spend a bunch of money, so let's make sure that I actually get something of quality for the money that I spent, rather than I just get out with the cheapest thing I can, and 35,000 miles later, if I'm lucky, these tires are completely shot and I'm trying to get some more, rather than, those tires did really well for me. They went 75,000 miles and never had a tire that decided to, as you know, Bob, the radials, when they decide to have an egg in the middle of the tread and you go down the road bumping like an old truck out of balance or something, that drives me crazy. I mean, I want the tire to be a perfectly round tire, a balanceable tire. You know, I had tires, I won't name them, I don't do that. I had a set of tires on my van, and I went through 12 tires on that van without ever paying any money because they all failed within the warranty period to be 100% replaceable. And I finally said, after I was, again, we're heading for the 12th tire, I mean, that's three sets of tires. I told the place that I bought them from, I said, when you take those off, you just throw them away. I don't want another set of those back. I just want to get a different tire because it's the hassle of coming in here and constantly having tires replaced. And they were a name brand tire. So anyway, my point is, get what you pay for. Quality. The kind of things that you don't feel like that a good transaction should make both parties happy, meaning that the person that sells it to you is happy they sold you something that's worthwhile, and you're happy because you bought something that's worthwhile, and it satisfies the needs that you had when you looked for the product. Not that you get the cheapest price and that makes you happy, but it doesn't satisfy what you need, and it doesn't hold up, and it doesn't last like you want it to, and next thing you know, you feel like that was a bad transaction because they really sold me junk. No, you bought junk. You don't have to buy it. You can hold out and buy something of quality. You do not have to purchase junk. There is nobody there holding a pistol at you saying, you have to buy this, because you don't. You can look, take your time, and get quality rather than cheap. And that's the best suggestion in anything, but especially in lubrication. And in this 0W16 or even 020 or 520, you better buy quality, because you're going to come up really short if you buy cheap 20-weight oil or 16-weight oil.
So well said. The words of Dan Watson. He is a certified lubrication specialist. We're going to continue with some of your questions next, and you never know what's going to happen. This is Auto World, live all across North America and around the world.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
1-800-655-660-4261. I fill in on some other shows from time to time, so I get the numbers a little mixed up, but I should know this one right on my arm. I should have it tattooed. 855-660-4261. We're looking for questions about oil, lubrication, even it doesn't have to be motor oil. We can talk about other different types of oil, because we've got the man. He's our go-to guy when it comes to lubrication, a 25-year lubrication specialist, and he's also one of the biggest AMSOIL distributors across North America. And we got a quick trivia question out there. Prince passed away a few months back, or a year or so back. Time flies. And a guy that I've gained more respect for since actually his passing. If you've ever seen his performance at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducting George Harrison from the Beatles, and he's playing guitar with a group of other all-star Hall of Fame inductees, and he absolutely blows them all away. But he had, I know other stories about Prince, but I'll tell you, he had one song that was a big hit, and it was about an American vehicle, and we've had Cadillac, and we've had Lincoln as a guest, but it wasn't an American, either Cadillac or the other brand. It was from, I don't want to give it away, so give us a call, 855-660-4261. Our first question comes from KPAM in Portland, Oregon, where they have new owners, and we thank them for keeping us on board. And it comes from James in Portland. KPAM is a great 50,000-watt radio station, a heritage station. And he, isn't that funny? I just mentioned about about transmissions and other types of oil, and that's exactly what he's writing about. James from Portland writes, I see that some cars have manual transmissions that are calling for ATF. Others call for gear lube, and some call for Cycromesh transmission oil. How much difference is there in the applications, and which one is right? That's a very good question, Dan.
Well,
it
is,
for
because, you know, it's kind of crazy. You'll see a transmission by one manufacturer, say Ford. There's some Ford Mustangs that have manual transmissions, and you put ATF in. Then you'll see over in another application where there's a transmission that's quite similar to the one that's in that Ford Mustang over in a Chevy application, and they're putting a Synchromesh fluid in it. And then you go a little further and you find that there's a pickup truck with a light-duty transmission, and you find out that it's got a 7590 gear lube in it. So just what is going on here? Does anybody know exactly how they want to lubricate these things? Well, the answer to that is they know the possibilities, and then they make a choice. That's what automotive manufacturers do. And, in fact, any one of those fluids, probably in any of those transmissions interchanged, would do just fine because it's just a simple set of what we call, you know, beveled gears. It's not a hypoid gear with any type of contact slip. It's just beveled gear sets and changing how they are interacting with each other to change the ratios that you get with the shaft coming out the rear of the transmission. So here's how it breaks down. Years ago, you would have gotten pretty heavy-duty gear lube in each one of these light-duty transmissions. Now, what was discovered over years of monitoring this situation was that transmissions fail because of bearing failure, not because of gears being worn out in these average, you know, light-duty cars and trucks. So it's not thicker lubricants are not the best for the roller and ball bearings that are in these transmissions. Lightweight, thin film on a roller is all you need. So it became obvious that first thing you wanted to go to something thinner, and that would save the bearings because the gears were probably going to outlast the bearings in life by 4 to 1. So you don't have to worry about wearing out the gears in 200,000 miles. It'd probably take you 1 million miles to wear out the gears, but bearings were failing at too high a rate because they don't do well if the oil's too thick. So you go back a number of years, you'd even see where 5W30 motor oil or 10W30 motor oil or straight 30-weight motor oil was being used in gears. A lot of the British Leyland, MG, Triumph, and those would use a straight 30-weight motor oil in the same kind of geared transmission that we tend to be calling for gear lube over here in the United States. So finally they came around and decided we got to thin this stuff down, we got to protect the bearings, that's what we're going to do. And it dawned on the guys, especially Ford, I guess, first, that automatic transmission goes into a big transmission that has real steel gears. Now, they're complicated, folks, but they have what they call a planetary gear system, which would be like, they name it that because it's kind of like the solar system. They got a planetary drive, and they've got gears circulating around it in the same manner like the planet circulating the sun. Okay, so anyway, these are steel, big steel gears. The only thing that's different than automatic transmission, they use some clutches that are also immersed in the liquid of the transmission fluid, but the gears themselves and the bearings in the transmission are just as heavy duty and just as much loaded as the manual transmission gear loops, transmission. So certainly, if this ATF can protect this heavy-duty automatic transmission, and the only difference is that over in the manual transmission, you're going to be shifting it rather than having the hydrostatic movements inside of it. So, yeah, it works. Put ATF in there, it works all the time. Now, over in the GM category, they look at things and say, well, you know, of course 5W30 motor oil works in this application, but hey, we can formulate a little bit different of the additives because guess what? There's no internal combustion to deal with in the transmission. So we can drop out some of those additives that are in the additive package that deal with the byproducts of combustion from an internal combustion engine, and we can make a fluid which is quite similar to a motor oil, but it's built all around protecting the bearings and the gears and has nothing to do with an internal combustion engine and byproducts. So that's synchromesh fluid. And yet you still have some 75-90 gear lube in some applications because their transmissions are either they have some geometry that's a little different, but it's kind of a different strain on it, or it's going to be put into a heavy-duty application where there's a lot of pull on the transmission all the time. So it works in all three of these applications. And what I would say to James in Portland is that you really can trust the manufacturer here. If the manufacturer calls out for a particular transmission lubricant for a manual transmission, go with what the manufacturer recommends, because there's another problem you run into in transmissions. And we hope they keep this problem, Bob, which is you got synchronizers in there, right? Mm-hmm. Without those synchronizers, I don't know if you've ever, when I was a kid, I drove an old truck once that had no synchronizers. And, man, you got to do all that double clutching and all this kind of stuff to try to get that thing to go from gear to gear. It was a real pain. But with good synchronizers, it's real smooth, bang, bang, you shift the gear. And you never think twice about any, you know, stripping the gears or any of that kind of stuff. But what those synchronizers are made out of is extremely important to what kind of gear or what kind of lubricant you put in there. And I think I'll save that till right after the break, because it's really important to talk about those synchronizers. So I hear the music starting to play, so we'll hang in there. Right after the break, I'll explain that, and we'll answer some more questions.
And more questions are open for you, Bob, at AutoWorldRadio.com or 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod radio?
Dan Watson is with us, CEO of TheLoopPage.com. You can email Dan anytime, DanWatson@TheLoopPage.com. And Dan also will take your telephone calls. Why don't you give that number out quick, and then you can finish up the last question.
That number is 800-370-2986. Again, that's 800-370-2986. And Bob, I was talking about that question about the transmissions, why they can all have these different things, and said that synchronizers are very important. Anybody's ever driven a manual transmission, you know that synchronizers are extremely important for your happiness in shifting gears. Now, a number of transmissions have brass or brass composite type yellow metal, we call it, synchronizers. And these synchronizers, folks, they line up the gears so that when you go to shift and you want those gears to line up, they do that and then the gear goes right in without grinding. Now, yellow metal, brass derivatives of brass, they are subject to an interaction with sulfur. Sulfur will actually dissolve brass, okay, free sulfur. Now, in gear lubes, which are extreme pressure lubricants, and what that means is they have an additive in gear lube, which there are some different ones, but the primary one that you run into is called molybdenum disulfate. Ooh, wow, this is huge chemistry. Just remember on the end of that, molybdenum disulfate. Di means two, means it's got two sulfate molecules attached to a molybdenum, which is the real extreme pressure component, is the molybdenum. The sulfur is there so that when you get trapped between the two gears and there's some high temperature and pressure, the sulfur is activated, meaning it becomes very agitated and activated, and it will chemically bond to the surface like plating out on that gear, and it puts that molybdenum lubricating product right on the surface of the gear. So it's like painting the gear face with molybdenum, and the sulfur is the attaching agent that chemically attaches it to the steel. Well, if you get to a high enough temperature, you can break these molybdenum disulfate molecules apart, freeing the sulfur to run around on its own without the molybdenum. And when it does, where it finds yellow metal, it is attracted to and it attacks brass and dissolves it. So if you've got a transmission that has these brass synchronizers in it, you have to use a type of gear lube which carries what's called a GL4 rating. Now, we don't have time to get into the GL ratings, but what GL4 means is that it's yellow metal compatible, whereas GL5 gear lubes are not yellow metal compatible. So it's important, if you have a manual transmission, and some of the big diesel pickups do, they call for a 75-90 transmission gear lube. You'll have to be careful because they call for a GL4 gear lube, and that is not your regular standard gear lube that you buy off the shelf in most places. You have to get the right stuff. If not, you could be talking about, in a few thousand miles, a complete transmission rebuild as you have dissolved synchronizers in the transmission. So It's important to see what your manufacturer requires. If you don't know and you don't still have the owner's manual, just go to thelubepage.com and put in an inquiry and say, I have this truck, it's got a manual transmission, I'm not sure exactly what gear lube it is, can you help me out? And I'll determine for you what is the correct gear lube. But it is very important, and there are a number of high-performance sports car type transmissions over the years that have brass synchronizers. Got to protect them. And the ATF would do fine. It won't bother it, but gear lube could be a problem. That's why a number of those GM products that have synchromesh fluid, you got to stick with that. You can't say, well, I use 7590 in my motorcycle. Why don't I put 7590 in my car or truck that says call for synchromesh? Be very careful about the type of lubricant that you put in a manual transmission. If you can find the direct reference in your owner's manual, make sure that you get something that matches up and certifies to that. Don't guess. Don't play around with it, because I had an old commercial one time, Bob, remember? We'll just say synchronizers are a terrible thing to waste. You'll be sorry the day that you waste those synchronizers, because unless you go way back, you probably will not be very good with double clutching to get your transmission to shift so that you're not stripping the gears. So I just tell you, stick with it. And it's the same with automatic transmissions. You have to stick with the actual specifications for your transmission. That is a very complex fluid you're putting in that transmission, and the manufacturer of your vehicle has some very, very strict requirements for what that transmission fluid will do in that transmission. It's not universally accepted that every type of transmission out there that says it's an automatic takes the same type of fluids with different characteristics, and you have to put the right one in there or it will eventually shorten the life of your transmission. And boy, those things are expensive to replace, expensive to fix, and all for not doing the due diligence and making sure. And you say, well, I'll just take it in and have the guy at the shop, I'll just tell him, hey, I need a transmission service. You cannot believe, in my experience, the number of shops and places that I've run across that think that ATF is ATF and it doesn't matter. It's not the same. There's different ATFs for different applications now. And Honda's very, very specific of their type of ATF. And Toyota's very, very specific. Toyota uses a spec called WS. And if you put fluid in a Toyota transmission that's not WS rated, it's probably the wrong stuff. And then you've got now Ford's got Mercon LV, okay? Not to be confused with the original Mercon. And Chevy's got the Dextron 6, not to be confused with the original Dextron 3, okay? So these things are out there. Allison has a specific requirement for transmissions. In particular, if you go to a synthetic, they have a technical engineering spec, TES-295, and then even have a new one, which is specific to that transmission. For God's sake, don't play around with putting transmission fluid into BMWs. They are very particular and different for different years. Okay, so I'm saying all this stuff not to frighten people about the transmission, but to tell you it's a serious application, both automatic and manual transmissions. And you just can't fool around with it because it's the opposite of that old commercial where the guy said, well, oil's oil, you know. I think he said Earl's Earl, you know. But it's not. And these are beautiful, wonderful, highly technically designed and manufactured pieces of equipment, these new cars. And they got some very tight specs on the type of lubricants that you put into them. We were talking about 0W16 as we opened the show. For God's sake, use high-quality oil. The thinner this oil gets, the more incredibly important it is that you use a very high-quality lubricant, because that's what they're expecting. They're not expecting to sell you this brand-new Honda with 0W16 in it, and you go buy some second-rate, cheap 0W16, and it's a disaster, okay? Don't do it. It is so much like the old Fram commercial, pay me now or pay me later. But you cannot go cheap on lubricants, and nor can you go maybe on lubricants. You have to go, yes, specifically, this is what my car takes. I want that specifically to be met by what you're doing. So you go to a lube place, and they go, well, we got something here that covers everything. You go, no, I want to see the specifications that my particular engine or my particular transmission, whatever I got, I want to see where it's actually listed that your stuff covers what I'm driving. And you have to do it, folks, not because you distrust anybody, but you're the one that'll ultimately pay the price. If you don't pay attention, that's like going to a doctor and not caring what they prescribe for you. You better pay attention, because if they mess it up, you're the one that's going to pay the price. So this is just common sense, but you have to remember it. It is still important what's in the car other than the Bluetooth, okay? I mean, you know how cars are now, Bob. They don't even advertise if they got an engine or transmission, just that they got Bluetooth and electronics, right?
That's so true.
Anyway, another good session of questions, and I'm sure that we'll get some more over the week.
Absolutely. Bob at Auto World Radio. Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Thank you, my friend. Great job, as usual.
All right, Bob. See you next week.
We'll see you then. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.